I did not feel safe in my own home.
You weren't supposed to be in your home.
Her rental came with an added surprise.
He was sleeping on the couch. I was not aware that he wanted to live on the couch. That was not a part of the agreement.
Then the real shocker.
Did you change the locks on the door?
I did.
What was the name of the locksmith you used?
The locksmith I used was called Me. What do you think about that?
You think you're going to be a wise guy here with me? That's not happening.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 22-year-old Lakeisha Burton is suing her former landlord, Victor Presidio, for the return of rent and damage to her laptop.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 45 on the calendar in the matter of Burton versus Preciado.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat.
Mr. Preciado, who is this?
This is my witness, Harold Dillard. He's my next-door neighbor and witnessed a lot of what happened between me and Mrs. Burton.
Shh. You had an apartment. It was a two-bedroom apartment. You were on the lease. You had a roommate. Is that correct?
Yes.
You lost your job, so you couldn't pay your rent. Is that correct?
That's not correct.
What happened to your job?
I never lost my job. My job was fine. I just want some of the things that you put in a Craigslist ad to get the room rented as soon as possible. The room at hand, the apartment at hand, I never went there. I never really was there. My mom just bought a new house about 7 miles away.
Listen to me.
Yes.
When did you put the ad on Craigslist?
January 20th, 21st, 22nd.
And in January, where were you working?
I was working for...
No, don't look up.
I was working as a fine dining server for a company called the Bombay India, four-star restaurant in Sacramento, California. I was also working for an eco-friendly company called Duty Guy.
Well, when were you working for Bombay?
2010, 2011, as well as a sister called the Kathmandu Kitchen
in
Davis.
How many days a week did you work in Bombay?
7 days a week.
And how much were you earning in January 2011?
Probably $3,000 a month just in tips.
And when did you sign the lease on the apartment that you were living in?
July 31st, 2010.
What was the name of your roommate?
At the time was Edward.
Whose room were you renting, yours or Edward's?
Mine.
And you were renting it because you weren't using it?
Yeah, I just never was
just
there.
Just a second.
Yes, it was not being used at all.
How much was the rent that you were paying?
I was paying around...
Not around.
$535 a month on that room. I put it for $395, so I was taking a loss on it.
Now, why would you take a loss on the room?
Because in Davis, it's really hard to find renters, especially to find a leasee, to get somebody on your lease, it's really hard, so you got to price low.
So you priced low and Miss Burton took the room?
I had like 30 people look at the room.
Shh.
Unfortunately, yes, Miss Burton took the room.
Miss Burton took the room?
Yes.
Miss Burton, on what date did you give the defendant money for the room?
I gave the defendant money on January 23rd. January's free for the last week as an incentive for the room. And I paid for the month of February on January 23rd.
You paid $395.
I paid him $440. Utilities included.
Now, your lawsuit alleges that the defendant locked you out of the apartment during the month of February. You want your rent back. And in addition to that, you want other damages because you say that he threw your stuff out and damaged your laptop.
That's correct.
That's a lie.
Shh. Did you change the locks on the door, Mr. Presidio?
I did. On what date?
Shh.
Thank you.
On what date?
February 8th. They only changed for 2 hours.
I don't care if they were changed for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You changed the locks, and the purpose of changing the locks was to exclude Miss Burton from the house.
Not exactly, no.
I don't want exactly,
I'll say
Mr.
No.
Presidio. Then what was the purpose of changing the locks?
Because her and her friends were constantly threatening me. I was being harassed. They're
just a
doing
second.
Property
so
damage
the,
on the apartment. Her
so
boyfriend
the,
moved in. Her dog moved in.
Good. So the
yeah.
reason for changing the locks was?
I did not feel safe in my own home.
Just a second. You weren't supposed to be in your home. You had rented your
room.
By
law, I have to be there because I'm the only one on the lease. I can't legally have two people on the lease be there when I'm not there.
Mr. Presidio, did you explain to Miss Burton that you were going to be in the apartment when she moved in?
I told her that two nights.
No. I asked you a question.
I'll say no. I say yes
or no. I don't care. Listen to me. I don't want you to say what you're going to say, sir.
I'm going to go ahead and say no to that. But if you don't want to hear the whole thing,
no,
then I'm
I don't
say
want
no.
a whole thing. I
okay,
want you
no.
to just answer my questions.
No.
Okay. What was the name of the locksmith you used?
The locksmith I used was called Me. What do you think about that? That was
Excuse me.
I was the locksmith.
Did Did you just say to me the locksmith I used was me?
Yes, ma'am.
Your counterclaim's dismissed.
Okay.
Now let's proceed from there. It gets worse for you.
Okay.
You think you're going to be a wise guy here with me? That's not happening.
Okay.
Now let's get to your claim. He locked you out of your apartment.
From my apartment.
Tell, before I continue, Mr. Presidio, what I want to know is, when you came here today with your attitude, was there any reason that you chose to come to this particular venue where 10 million people were going to be watching, and I preside here? This is my playpen. Either you came here because you were high on drugs, or because you were high on some other substance, or just because you're stupid. You can choose from one of the options that I just gave you. You want to pick one?
I don't.
Perfect. Now, when you moved into the apartment, your claim alleges that you wanted to move in some sporting equipment, a punching bag that you use. Why do you use that as a part of your exercise regimen?
Yes, I like to work out in my apartment because sometimes I'm not always able to get access to the gym. So when I get off work late, I've just lost 20 pounds and I want to continue my weight loss. So it's easier if I just do it at home.
When you discussed bringing that into the apartment, Mr. Presidio was still there. Where was he sleeping?
He was sleeping on the couch. He asked me when I moved in, he said, can I stay on the couch for 2 or 3 nights this week? So January 23rd, when I moved in, 2 or 3 nights, he would have been out on the 26th or the 27th. On the 31st, when I wanted to move in the punching bag, he was there at the house and said I could not move in any of my things or he would throw them out of the house.
That's a lie. That whole claim.
Don't speak unless I ask you a question. I asked you questions. You answered my questions. She was quiet. Now I'm asking her questions. Now keep your mouth shut.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Her idea, I didn't even, you know, her idea was that I take the living room. The temporary, what does that cover, a week, 2 weeks?
Just a second. You asking me a question, you don't ask me questions.
I apologize.
Now you're getting the hang of it.
And later today.
You get where I'm going.
Yes, but I was also financially hurting too, and she
Who
was.
Who cares?
Well, understandable.
Who cares?
Understandable.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Lakeisha Burton says former landlord Victor Presidio owes for the return of rent and damage to her laptop. Victor is countersuing for lost wages and punitive damages.
Okay, keep going.
Since I had already paid rent for the month of February, I asked for my rent money back, seeing that he had lied to me that he wanted to live on the couch. I was not aware that he wanted to live on the couch. That was not a part of the agreement.
Did he give you your rent back?
No. Instead, he gave me a 30-day notice and said I need to leave by March 2nd.
Okay. What happened next?
The 30-day notice, he gave it to me on February 1st. On February 8th, he contacted me and said somebody wanted to move into the apartment. And I was in class all day that day, so I told him I would not be home, and I have it in text messages if you would like to see that.
I would.
So I typed up the documents to make it easier for you, and here's the phone also, the messages inside of them. Okay.
I have some messages for you as well.
I'd like to see them.
May I say something, Mrs. Your Honor?
Yes.
I have a text that she wrote right here. She's the one that suggested I take the living room.
On what date?
This was 22nd between 5:43 p.m.
Well, you know, if I rented a room and I paid somebody for the room.
She hadn't paid, at that point.
Just a second. Did you tell her I don't think I'm going to rent you the room?
I said, you know what, Lakeisha, I wish you the best, but I'm just going to end up staying here. And if we don't find one, something will call you back. Sorry, I think you're helping.
You don't find someone. No, read me the whole thing.
Lakeisha, wish you the best, but I'm going to just end up staying here and looking for a job. If I don't find one by Wednesday, we'll call you back. Sorry, I think you're hella cool.
You're looking
welcome
for a job. I thought you had a job.
Got like 3 jobs.
Well, why would you need 3 jobs?
I don't know. I'm a workaholic. Love working.
Keep going.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got proof that I work 3 jobs.
Yeah.
And then she said, okay, why don't you share the room with the DJ or temporarily take the living room? So that's from her right here.
Right.
Yeah, so it's her idea. I didn't even, you know, her idea was that I'd take the living room. And temporary, what does that cover, a week, 2 weeks?
Just a second.
Okay.
You asking me a question? You don't ask me questions.
I apologize.
Now you're getting the hang of it.
I'm sorry, miss.
Perfect. You have to give her back her rent.
I understand.
You can't lock her out of her apartment, not after you take her rent. Now, you never slept in the apartment after the 8th, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Now I want you to tell me about the laptop.
So that night when the police came, they asked Victor to move aside and not to say anything because he was there making a huge ruckus with everybody there. I asked him not to touch any of my belongings because I didn't want him breaking anything because he had a huge attitude when he got there. So I had about 10 people helping me. Everything was out of the apartment in 2 hours. but 2 hours wasn't fast enough for him. So he grabbed one of my boxes, about this big, with my laptop in it, and carried it outside and dropped it on the cement. And I have proof of that right here.
I'd like to see it.
That's a lie.
It's also in a police report.
The police report says that she claims that.
Just a second. All I wanted to do was read it.
So right here where it says I was broken.
Shh. I couldn't read. So you called the police when you found the apartment locked, is that correct?
That's correct.
I called the police.
Well, who called the police?
Can I defend anything she's
saying? I just want to know who called the police.
I called the police.
And you did not?
I called the police when I got there and the door was locked.
You called the police and told the police that you changed the locks on the apartment door prior to going to the police station to prevent Burton from removing any of his property. You told the police that you told Miss Burton to meet him at the apartment and he would let her in to remove her belongings. That was on February the 8th.
Is that what she's claiming?
No, that's what you told the police. Presidio said he told Burton to meet him at the apartment and he would let her in to remove her belongings. Presidio, that's you, said he came to the police department to cover himself in the event Burton tried to say he was not allowing her access into the apartment to retrieve her property. I advised Presidio to return to his apartment and wait for Burton so she could retrieve her belongings. On 2-8 at 1946 hours, I responded to 1111. Presidio had called 911 advising that Burton and her friends had broken the windows in the apartment and locked themselves inside. On arrival, none of the windows to the apartment had been broken, but the screens had been removed. I contacted Burton and her friend through the window of the apartment. Burton said they had to crawl through the window to gain access because Presidio had changed the locks without her knowledge.
I'll go ahead and concur with that notion, ma'am.
Well, that's what the police said. Either you'll be telling me something that's not true or the police are telling me something that's not true. Are you telling me that when the police got there, they found broken windows?
No, when I had arrived to my apartment.
That's all. The answer is no.
Okay.
That's what
I wasn't
you told.
Sure. I apologize.
That's what the 911.
Okay. I seen the screens popped off and people were throwing furniture out the window. I wasn't specific as to whether the window was broken.
It says
or not.
You were very specific with the 911 call.
Okay. Do you have the door damage where the door could not be opened at all? Do you have any of that information on the...
I'm reading.
Okay.
Don't you understand that you did something wrong?
I do not understand that.
No. Okay. The answer is no.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
You think that she gets any pleasure out of you taking the car that she bought for you to take your fiancé out for dinner?
Probably not, ma'am.
You sound like a real charmer.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Lakeisha Burton says former landlord Victor Presidio owes for the return of rent and damage to her laptop. Victor is countersuing for lost wages and punitive damages.
Okay. While Presidio was outside, he attempted to pick up some of Burton's property and accidentally dropped it on the pavement.
That's correct.
That's what the police observed.
I agree.
Okay.
But it wasn't a laptop
and
in that box.
That's the first line. I'm reading the next line.
Okay.
Came inside the apartment and told Burton that Presidio had just dropped her laptop and broke it.
Here's that. I did drop a box of laundry detergent and various laundry items. Yes, I did drop it. I agree and concur with that. But there was no laptop in the box.
How do you know that?
Well, because I would know when I'm moving. The officer actually gave me permission and said, hey, could I help with some of these larger items?
Listen to me. I just want to see the bill for fixing the laptop.
This is the minimum amount for fixing the laptop because I couldn't pay for the rest of it. So that's how much I paid so far to get those fixed.
Do I get to respond to any of her claims?
No. There's nothing to respond to, sir. You can't lock her out of the apartment, and I find that you dropped her property, whether on purpose
Even
or by accident. You're responsible
to
fix it.
To, like,
and the illegal, just pay attention. Yeah. Pay attention, Mr. Presidio. There are no issues involved in this case.
I think there's major issues.
Pay attention. Oh, watch my mouth. I'm older and smarter, and I have a legal background. You, as a renter, are not allowed to lock out somebody who has paid rent for any reason. You can give them a 30-day notice. If they have caused you some injury or have threatened you, you can, in fact, call the police and try to get a protective order. What you cannot do is change the locks. So there's no issue with regard to whether you changed the locks. You told me you changed the locks.
Did.
You said that would be I. So she's entitled to, minimally, her $440 back.
I concur.
I find that you did, in fact, I don't care whether you concur or not.
Okay.
Your approval of my work is meaningless to me, sir.
Thank you.
You also owe her $140 to fix her laptop, and I'm awarding her $1,000 for the illegal lockout. So you owe her $1,580, and your nonsense counterclaim for harassment and broken windows is dismissed because of your attitude.
It's horrible.
That's all.
Thanks.
That's it. I'm not hearing the rest of the nonsense with regard to your lost wages and harassment. That's your award. Do you understand?
Yes.
Perfect.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
He asked to stay on the couch for 2 to 3 nights, and he actually stayed there for 3 weeks.
She brought in a lot more baggage than when she originally said.
There are good people out there on Craigslist, but be aware.
Just make better decisions and, like, don't rant to, like, psycho women.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Worthington versus Johnson step forward.
22-year-old Jennifer Worthington is suing her ex-boyfriend, Justin Johnson, for loans to buy a car and pay for his car registration and cell phone bills.
Miss Worthington, how old are you?
22.
Do you work?
Yes.
Who do you work for?
I work for the Meriden YMCA.
What kind of work do you do?
For the first year, I worked at the toddler and infant center, and now I work at the preschool.
And you work full-time?
Just 38 hours.
Who do you live with?
Right now, I live with me and my son.
Do you support him?
Yes, by myself. His father's not in the picture.
How old are you?
28, ma'am.
Who do you live with?
I live with my fiance's parents.
And what do you do for a living?
Right now, I work at Mid-State Tractor in Middletown, Connecticut. I work at the parts department full-time.
Miss Worthington gave you some money?
Yes, Your Honor.
When?
Around 2009, I met Mrs. Worthington in, actually, Iraq. I was on Facebook, and I met her. It was 3 months prior to getting back from Iraq. When I came back, we started dating, and I have a 4-year-old daughter, too. So at the time, it was hard to get back and forth from Cromwell to Meriden, and Miss Worthington offered to pay for a vehicle for me.
What was she doing at that time?
She was working at the place there she was working at in Selectin.
She had a child then?
Yes.
That she was supporting?
Yes.
You get where I'm going?
Yes, but I was also financially hurting, too, and she was...
Who cares?
Well, understandable.
Who cares?
Understandable.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, I'm familiar with the area where you live. You have family there?
Yes, ma'am.
You have a mother?
Yes, ma'am.
You have a father?
No, ma'am.
You have siblings?
Yes, sir.
How many?
I have one brother and one sister.
Why don't you go for them if you were strapped for money? Why don't you ask your mother for money? Why do you ask a single mother who's working to support her child for money?
I didn't ask for the money, ma'am.
You took it.
It was a gift.
You took it.
Yes, ma'am.
Give it back. Hold on to your money. You put together a few $100s, put it towards your son's college. Mm-hmm. Don't give it to a bum who's not going to return it to you.
Yes, ma'am.
How much did she give you, Mr. Johnson?
Altogether, probably around $2,500.
For what?
For purchasing the vehicle, helping me with so I could get back and forth to see her and also to see my daughter.
Just a sec. Who still has the car?
I do, ma'am.
Give her the car.
Car's in my name.
No, give it to her. You think that she gets any pleasure out of you taking the car that she bought for you to take your fiancé out for dinner?
Probably not, ma'am.
Probably not. And how much did you pay for the car?
I paid $1,000 for it.
How much did she give you for the car?
$1,500 to pay for it and register it.
What else did she give you money for?
To pay for my phone so I could contact her and also to pay for the phone bill.
And how much was that?
Altogether, probably about $7.
You spent $700 on calling her?
No, ma'am. It was prior to going to Iraq, so.
So you couldn't get a phone turned on because you hadn't paid a phone bill. You sound like a real charmer.
Thank you.
$700.
Yes, ma'am.
What else?
Just miscellaneous stuff, too.
I'm not interested in miscellaneous stuff. You have anything else other than miscellaneous stuff?
The phone, yes.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,200. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Judge Judy, she was tough and she was firm.
She was fair. I lent him the money. It was never a gift.
It was a gift, so that's how I took it.
My son's father is not in the picture, and I think that it was honorable of him to step up and want to be in his daughter's life.
I was just coming back from Iraq. I wasn't trying to have, like, a relationship.
Not to let scumbags borrow money.
Not to be a scumbag.